Nico, and happy birthday from the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. No place I'd rather be. Chatting it up with you guys.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
We appreciate you lying to us for sake of a radio bit, and it works for us.
Oh, man. We have a present for you, too. We're very excited. You want the present now, or do you want the present at the end of the segment, Nico? It's up
right
to
now.
You.
Get
you
want, to it.
Right yeah. now. All right. Our friends at Rinaldi's, and you've been over to Rinaldi's in Lincoln Park.
Many times.
The hot honey soprasada, I know, is a favorite.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they have offered you a chance. We in Rinaldi's are offering you a chance to create the pizza of your choice, the Nico Horner, the Nico Horner special, sir.
Whoa.
So you get to decide what's on it, and a portion of the proceeds for every pie sold will go to the charity of your choice, Nico.
Wow. That's an incredible opportunity. You got me thinking. That's a big decision.
So what initially, like, what are you thinking? What might be on the pie?
I mean, I'm so biased towards pepperoni, but that's they've got to have all those things already, so like there's got to be a twist to it, and ideally it would be something that like both tastes good, is unique, because it has to taste good, because then if it doesn't taste good, no one gets it, and then there's no money to charity. There's a little writing on it too.
Yeah, right. There's some strategy, so you can take your time, you can think about it.
Yeah. Do I get to go over for like a workshop and get to test things out, or what?
I'm sure we could arrange that, and I'm told they'll also, once you decide, they'll deliver a big pile of them to you and your teammates over there at the ballpark.
Yeah, I want to do like a pizza flight. Get them all lined up.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, that might not be a bad idea for the whole thing.
We're going to look back and
Nico's pizza flight.
It's going to be like 20 years from now, and Nico's place is going to be open, you know, the restaurant somewhere in Chicago, and be like, remember when he got his start on the Spiegel and Holmes show? This could be that moment.
It'll be franchised. There'll be one out in Oakland.
That's right.
Yeah, this is exciting. Wow. Well, that's very generous. I'm pumped.
Well,
good. We're glad that you appreciate it. And it definitely was done with love. Speaks was like, let's do something fun for Nico. And it works out great. We love our friends over at Rinaldi. So this is a very cool way to get everything connected and involved.
Did you hear?
Oh, 100%.
Did you hear Pat Hughes in the open talking about you and Dansby Swanson on that double play in the first inning? That's the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes. Poetry in motion is what he called you guys on that double play. That's cool.
Yeah, that is absolutely very cool, and I know he gets fired up about particular things, really get him going, and so it's cool to be a part of a play that, you know, really catches his eye.
You grimaced at the end of that play, though. You were like grimacing and kind of like shaking your head towards Dansby. Did you think the throw was a little behind him or something?
Yeah. I put him in a bit of a tough spot. He made a great play.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are beautiful to watch out there as a pair. Have you done anything to develop that chemistry, or like, how has that chemistry happened, you two as a double play combo?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can do a lot in practice and behind the scenes, but it really happens at game speed that, you know, those things really become second nature. And we've turned double plays at a high rate this year. I think, you know, part of that last year was me not throwing as well at times too, but I felt like we left some outs on the field at times. So those double plays just make such a big difference in the game. Really change momentum and kill entire innings and allow starters to get into the seventh and all that. And it's awesome to be a part of those plays.
Even though you primarily play second base, you grew up as a shortstop. Do you think that gives you some insight on how to help make the turn for Dansby?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times at second base we get caught up in like trying to do things perfectly, like having the perfect rhythm, or like, and I think a lot of times it's literally make it as simple as possible, like run and catch it, and then just put it on the guy's chest as quickly as you can. Like, we had a double play later in the game that was, I was kind of shifted over towards the hole with Mervis, and it was hit to my right, but I still threw it overhand, which is kind of unconventional, but it felt like the right thing that I could most quickly just get the ball right to his chest. And that's kind of how I think about it. And it's not always like the sexiest, but I think it's usually works pretty well.
What's it like to play behind Colin Ray, who was absolutely dealing last night?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it all starts with his fastball and his fastball command. You know, he's been really aggressive with his four seam. And I think that's maybe surprised some people, but having faced him last year, like, he has a really low release height and good carry and velocity on his four seam in a way that just makes it challenging to square up his hitters and opens up the rest of his mix when he needs it. And he really was just on the attack from the start yesterday, and it was great to see.
We mentioned this to you last week because we were talking about Mother's Day, but Spiegs and I had kind of put together and said, Mother's Day, like that's when we'll have a little bit of an idea of what the 2025 Cubs are all about. And here you guys are, you're above 500, you're in first place. With you guys inside that clubhouse, considering the way that the schedule looked, considering the injuries that you guys have already had to deal with, how satisfying is it at this point to be as good as you guys are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it feels good. I don't think it feels like we've really like gone off or played poorly. I feel like we've been ourselves for the most part. And like you said, there's going to be things that inevitably go wrong within that, whether it's health or tough stretches. And, you know, every team deals with that at some point. But I do feel like all the things that a couple things that haven't gone well this year, whether it's tough losses or injuries, that the response to it has been really great. And that's what you really look for from a group. And I think that reflects real confidence too, that regardless of what happens, you always have a good thing coming and a good response to it. And it might not be that day, but just over the course of time, you're going to be in a really good spot.
Nico Horner on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money.
That's an interesting answer because you are committed to being level, it seems. And that's a good way to be. Because, like, yeah, we're kind of over the moon. Like, man, these guys have played well. Look at them. They're 5 or 6 games over 500. But you don't think you guys have gone off. Is that what you said? You don't feel like you guys are, like, playing out of your minds at any point like this?
Yeah, I mean, there were some stretches early where, you know, there's those offensive explosions where, like, wow, this is really something special. But when I look across just, like, the entire lineup and our group, it's not like, oh, man, this is going to really – like, I hope we can hold on to this, or like, you know, feelings like that. Like, and part of that is just like not projecting out too much. I know that that's your guys' job and is a huge part of baseball, but like, that's also, I think, a part of how those special things happen is like not really putting limits on things and just seeing how they play out. And I think we're all really benefiting from each other having success. And I've had plenty of guys go through tough stretches already, which is going to happen again, but it's all so much easier to handle individually when the group as a whole is producing like that.
You know who showed a little bit of frustration the last couple of days, and I hadn't seen it? Kyle Tucker, just a tiny little bit, you know? And it's like, oh, look at that. He's human. He's human. There it is. Like, he did the Pete thing where he took the bat and it looked like he was going to slam it into the ground, but he didn't slam it into the ground. You know, he just kind of thought about it. And then after that triple, it looked like relief. So I don't know. Everybody's human, I guess, on that team, even that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's extended stretches of not getting results, or sometimes it's when you're feeling really good and, you know, you might be having a good day that day, but you know there was things in your control that you didn't take advantage of. And sometimes it's just the headspace you're in when things going on away from the field. Like, it's always a combination of things. And, you know, every day is a unique thing on it in the major leagues. And like I said, just makes it so much easier to handle all that when you're around good people and other really good players.
So, look, I don't want you, I'm not going to allow for you to take the easy way out on this one, Nico. There are a lot of great stories that are on your team. And just like off the top of my head, I'm like, look at what Colin Ray's doing. Look at what Matthew Boyd is doing. PCA, obviously, King Tuck. Dansby's offensive bounce back over the last couple of weeks, what the catchers have done, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Which one of those stories, or maybe one that I didn't mention, resonates the most with you?
Probably the catchers. I think it's just a position in baseball that I don't think can be emphasized enough how different what they do is, just the amount of information that they handle on both sides of the ball. The physical beating they take, inconsistent at bats, and I think just their attitude. Like, I think you guys maybe get a feel for that from Carson and Miggy, but they're just both really hardworking, selfless guys that are, even if they were just catching as they are, we would be in a great place. But for them to be producing at I feel like they should just like both go to the All-Star game in like a dual package kind of thing, you know? Like it's been really, really special, and it's just a position that if you get offensive production from there, like what that does to your lineup compared to the teams that you're playing most of the time is just a really, really special thing. And big moments too, not just empty stats. Miggy's had so many clutch hits, and just super pumped for both of them.
Man, I love the idea of the two of them going to the All-Star game as a tandem. That should totally happen. I thought Miggy did a great job with Cade Horton the other night, didn't he? Like, go ahead.
Yeah, just exciting because, you know, you hope that those two guys are working together for a long, long time. And Cade was so great. Just the way he carried it. Results aside, like, he could have had no runs. He could have had three, whatever. But, like, just how aggressive he was in the zone against a really, really good lineup that's playing well right now. And I think that was everything we could have asked for from a debut from him.
Hey, so Moises Ballesteros is coming.
That's right.
So that dude's fun, isn't he? Tell people what he's like as a ball player and as a hitter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get to know him better. I'm obviously shared spring training with him, but it's different in the season, obviously. And just excited for him. He's got just one of those pure, beautiful lefty swings that you can't really teach. With a combination of bat to ball and power that, you know, as so many guys hit for power in the minor leagues, but there's that, but they're striking out at 25-30%. And that's a little harder to believe in sometimes than a guy who's, I think his walks and strikeouts are pretty even, and it's all fields, it's lefties, it's righties, it's fastballs, it's breaking balls, it's power, it's situational hitting. It's a really, really pure bat, and just super excited to see him get an opportunity.
Nico, you talked about Cade Horton coming up. I'm curious if the interaction between players is different when it's a pitcher being called up versus a position player.
I mean, I think pitchers, when they play, it's like always such a big deal that they're pitching that day, right? Like, kind of like, not that you don't talk to a guy, but you're like so aware it's their day pitching. Or position players, it's like, I mean, debuts are always a big deal, but I just feel like there's more interaction. And obviously I just spend more time with the position players in general, so excited to have a new guy around, and pumped for him.
That's funny. The pitcher's like, oh, don't mess with him, it's his pitch day. Like, he's, he gets to do whatever he wants. I love this story that Dansby's been having just one sip of Nicky Lopez's energy drink every night.
And he's, I don't know about that, but I'm not surprised. Nicky's great with energy, and he doesn't need any energy drinks, I don't think, but I guess he's supplying them for other people. And yeah, he's a great, great clubhouse guy, and spreading the love.
Yeah, Dansby last night, after, you know, these last 13 games, as Lawrence said, the offense is outrageous, and he's crediting one sip from Nicky Lopez's energy drink every night. So you haven't seen that, but
I haven't.
But the go ahead.
Yeah, my experience with Nicky has been more or less soup related. He's big on soups, and he has a list in his notes app of ranking clubhouse soups so far this year. So I don't usually venture to the soup. It's kind of like mysterious, looking off to the side, and I don't usually go that direction, but he hasn't skipped one yet, and I started to follow his steps a little bit.
All right, that's amazing. So this is like visiting clubhouse soups, like anywhere. He's a soup guy at every
yeah
stop.
We always have one at home, which I don't think I was even aware of for a long time, but I think we haven't ventured to the visiting soups yet. I don't know how much of a thing that even is, but the home clubhouse is always consistent with it.
Do you have a favorite soup?
Favorite soup? Yeah, I mean, we just had a chicken noodle soup that was really good today, honestly. So that's probably my most recent one, but just very solid, basic.
Make sure you ask Nicky about his Chipotle gold card. He has a Chipotle gold card where he gets anything he wants from Chipotle. He's extremely proud of that. So
do you have to spend like a certain amount of money over your lifetime in order to get that, or what?
I'm guessing that there's some sort of connection that way, but the fact that he has one, you guys should absolutely take advantage of it.
Yeah, the baseball players are high consumers of Chipotle in general. Yeah,
really? Yes. I mean, well,
it's a safe choice. It's always there for you.
Well, the texters are coming through with lots of suggestions for the Nico Horner special.
What do we got?
Well,
I need some thoughts.
I like the one of the cycle flight.
Yeah.
That one's good. This texter from the 712, Nico, says you should do a flight and it should be cycle related. One topping option, two topping option, three topping option, and four.
Yeah, but I got a hit for the cycle to do that.
So Carson Kelly, we're not letting him do a Carson Kelly special.
Well, I mean,
you got to earn that.
Well, it's one of the things that I wanted to ask you because I'm looking at the numbers here. 100 off the bat, 26 degrees, 384 feet. Did you think you got that one last night?
No, that was an immediate out the second I hit it.
Oh, man. We're dreaming.
100 to center field never goes unless the wind's blowing out. So. Mm.
Damn it.
But it had to. I mean, that's still pretty good exit velo. It felt good to hit it, but then you're like, hit it right at that guy.
Great process. Zero chance of production. The one to right later in the game, I did think had a good chance of getting down. That would have been a nice double or triple to fit in there. But, yeah, good swings.
I mean, how about today? A dinger, home run, you know, birthday dinger? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Let's do it. I'm all in.
Sell out. So other textures. Go with the triple pepperoni. Three different types. You can do three different types of pepperoni.
Yeah. Just go all in on that.
And then somebody suggests not, because you love the hot honey soppressata. How about the hot Horner soppressata?
Oh, that's good.
I mean.
I know, but then, okay, that's good. I really like that. That's definitely a foundation of some sort. I do feel like I'm just biting off a style they already have, though. But
well, you could use the hot Horner or the hot honey and some other combination, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
It would make, I mean, it does work from an alliteration standpoint. It would make more sense if Nico was a third baseman. The hot Horner, like that would be.
Oh, yes, that's true.
That would be so dope. But we can still make it work.
We're flirting in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, we're definitely getting somewhere. That's for sure. Nico, keep it going, man. It's fun to watch this team. Happy birthday. We're glad you're a part of things, and we'll connect you to the Rinaldi's powers that be.
Yes, please. I can't wait, and we will hopefully report back next week with a more solidified sense of some options.
Yeah, run it past the clubhouse. See what they say.
Yeah, this is big stuff. I'm excited.
There we go.
I agree. Nico, thank you, man.
All right, guys. Thank you. Let's have a good one today.
All right, man.